WABD.
KEALAX, statewide one. KEALAX, statewide one.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. Mobile monitoring, statewide one.
This is KEZ. This is KEHZRI. We're monitoring.
WAVPD, statewide one monitoring. WAVPD.
WAVPD, this is KEA. Oh, yeah, how are you doing, Brian?
I am doing well this evening. Mobile radio 4550 in my truck on the way to bowling.
Oh, very nice. I didn't, I heard a mobile radio in the truck. I didn't catch the model, though.
A Motorola 4550.
Ah, fancy nice radios. Very well. Yeah, I got done with some running around. I'm heading into New Baltimore to stop by the bank, and then I think I finally get to go home and get some computer work done. K8LEX.
Well, once I got the firmware update, so I could do the unlocking of the old code plug, I just dumped the basic information from my 7550, copy and pasted it over, so I could get this thing up and running and get it tested. Try and get it all set up by Thursday, so that I can play with it a little bit more on the way to the meeting. Because I'm not in the car enough. I don't do enough back and forth to work because I only work a mile and a half from home.
Yeah, fair enough. That's kind of where I am with DMR in the car. I've got my analogs, but as far as DMR, it's this particular network is so good that I can actually do fairly well with just putting my HP in the cup holder with a speaker mic and kind of sort of utilizing it as a mobile. So I haven't made that leap yet.
Well, I got this radio for $100, $200, so I jumped on it, but I shouldn't have, but I did.
$100, $200 for Motorola. I'm not familiar with model numbers and what they actually do. That would be more of a John, K-8-W-U-O. I shouldn't say I'm always a good Motorola guy, too, but I always think of John because I joke around and call him the Motorola fanboy. But under $200 for a Motorola sounds really good. Over.
Well, the way the pricing goes on the Motorola is you've got to look at the model number, whether it's VHF, UHF, receive one, R1, UHF, R2, and then, of course, the 7800s, which are virtually useless. So this is a R1 UHF, and under $200 is a good price. They usually go for a little over $200 to $400, depending on who's trying to sell them and what condition they're in.
Very nice. Well, it sounds good.
Well, where I live at, I have a hard time hitting the 147.2, even with 20-watt mobile. And this way, this is a 40-watt mobile because there's two versions of the mobiles, one to 20-watt and 20-watt to 40-watt, basically. So I got the 40-watt. I'm happy with it so far. Maybe Thanksgiving when I go to take off up north, I'll check it on all the repeaters heading up north, see if the roaming works right.
Yeah, QSL. Please give me a moment and stand by. I'm in kind of a bad receive spot at the bank. I'll return here in just a moment. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Alpha, X-ray.
Well, I'm Saturday.
program and testing out the Roman conservative to see how that works. I'm kind of excited to see that one. So that would be pretty cool if you were able to get that handled for your trip.
We should, and it would work fine. So I gotta work a little bit more. That was mostly with my Anytone. And then I was using my 7550 hand. I can't hook it to an exterior antenna. There's a little modification you got to do in order to do that. So, like I said, it'd be interesting to play with this thing on the road, actually trying to go from site to site and see how it works. And I'm doing the reading on it now, and hopefully I get it figured out soon.
Sounds good. Well, I'm excited for you, and hopefully it gets figured out and you're happy with it. Did I hear you correct, or are you going to be at the meeting this upcoming Thursday?
I plan on being there. I did all my running around this week, and I missed the net on Thursday because I didn't get home till well after the net started. And, yeah, I got everything done in the backyard and all that stuff, so I have more free time now.
Oh, that's all right. You didn't miss much. I did the net last week, and I found out in the middle of it that I was having some audio problems. My microphone was super quiet. I don't know what was going on with that, so I've been working on it. But you didn't miss a whole lot. Back over to you, Brian.
I still want to participate as much as possible, but yeah, it happens, and I have to deal with it, but hopefully now that the government's back running, they get the web pages opened up so I can do my training and all that good stuff. And you see, you guys are supposed to be doing pictures, so I'm going to get there, try and get there about 6:30-ish so I can get my picture taken, because I keep trying to go over to CBS and get it done, but yeah, just busy time of the year, that's all.
Oh, fair enough. So I'll be getting there. I'll probably be there before 6. And the minute I can get in the room, I'm going to start setting up, because I'm actually the one doing the photos as well. So I will be getting that set up as close to 6 as absolutely possible. I'm going to be posting a poll or some sort of something in the Discord so I can attempt to get a head count. So do me a favor when I get that together and just kind of put yourself in there for the head count. KEAOAXRIDY.
Yep, I definitely will. Well, I'm at the bowling alley. I'm back into my parking spot, so time to go in and have some fun. 73s, and I will definitely, when I see it on the Discord, fill it out. So, I will see you on Thursday. 73s, I'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good. Enjoy your bowling night, and we'll say 73s. You have a good rest of your evening, Brian. This is KEAOAX. I will be clear and monitoring.
W8BPD, clear. W8BD.
WAVDKEAOAX, how are you doing today, Molly?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just down in your neck of the woods and hanging out over here for a little bit.
Yeah, very good. Hope you went to someplace nice. We have a handful of them.
Oh, no, I've got a friend that lives around the Baker area in Washington. That's why I said your neck of the woods. Over.
Oh, very good. Okay. It's playing around with Mel, starting a little lot today. Trying to perfect that, get rid of the squelch tail, which I can't seem to master. And they're saying it's my node, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is, the radio node. It's just a cheapy white dongle thing, and they're not known for quality.
Fair enough. Is that an all-star node?
Yeah. I hook up to the 7.2 and the 2.6 to it mostly.
Fair enough. I haven't heard the note on 7.2. But obviously, if there's a if there's a bad enough slugs that you're trying to fix it, then it must not be the VD standards.
It's not. And it's my node. It's just my node, but it's my own fault. I bought a really cheap one. Just a little $50 white dongle, so I can't expect much. And reading after what I'm reading, it's pretty much just saying that the squelch tails are worthless on them. You know, I forget what they call it, the reverse burst. They're just saying they're worthless, and I'm starting to believe it.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, if it gets in, you know, cheap works. It's just not always best.
There you go. You called it. All right, sir. I'll let you back at it. So you have a good Sunday. I'm going to watch the game. Go over to my partner's house, watch the game for a while. Hopefully it'll be exciting as the Michigan game was. 73-70. Have a good day. We shall talk soon.
7-3 is Wally. Enjoy your evening and enjoy the game. This is KEAX Clear and Monitoring.
WAPB. KEAPBB
monitoring statewide one from I-75 South Browns in West Branch.
KEAPBB. This is KEAX in New Baltimore. You're coming in from West Branch. How are you this evening?
I caught most of that transmission, but my stereo that I picked up at the line is playing a little too loud. This is KEAPBB.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha.
Might have lost you there. Maybe I need to get closer to the tower. This is KEAPBB. I'll be monitoring this talk group.
WABPD Mobile, standing by.
KEAPBB Mobile. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. I am on I-75 southbound in Pinconning, headed to my house in Bay City, headed home from deer camp, so it's a bittersweet feeling. No deer this time, but I've still got plenty more hunt months in the season.
Well, I just got done bowling. I didn't make it to the opening weekend because I had to work and other things. Because I would have given up bowling to go, but I'll be out there next weekend and Thanksgiving weekend over by Clare. I'm down here in Warren right now.
Ah, bummer. Always a bummer to miss opening weekend, but like you said, we got lots of season left, so. Okay, yeah, I know where Clare is. I spent a little bit of time out that way. Yeah, Jay's out that way is pretty cool. Our deer camp is in Hale, so in between West Branch and Tawas.
Well, if you take a ruler from Clare to Mount Pleasant and draw a straight line, I am just to the left of that, or just west of that. Back in the woods, I got 10 acres. My brother and sister have control of what used to be mom and dad's 10 acres, so we got 20 acres to hunt.
Awesome. Are you going to, so you said you're going to be out that way for Thanksgiving. Do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving out there, or do you have Thanksgiving at home and then head out to deer camp?
Typically, my brother comes down from Traverse City. My sister heads up from St. Clair Shores, and we go up for here from Warren. And it was a tradition mom and dad started before they passed away, but this year my sister and her husband are going to his families because they never make any of their Thanksgivings. So it'll just be my brother, sister-in-law, and my family, my wife, my kids.
That still sounds like a pretty good gathering, though, so I reckon that's good. Yeah, we usually have Thanksgiving down at our house in Bay City for lunch, and then I run to my in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner, and then the following day on Friday, I put my Christmas lights up first thing in the morning, and then I head up to deer camp for the evening and the rest of the weekend.
Last couple of years, brother and brother-in-law have spent opening week through the end of November, so they're up there from opening day to the end of rifle, and just hang around for Thanksgiving dinner. But like I said, I worked for one of the big threes, and up until recently, I never had the seniority to take it off. Now I'm looking at retirement next year, so I'm taking all the money I can get trying to bank it right now.
So next year, I will be 100% available to start opening day.
Hey, that's awesome to hear. You're close to retirement there. That's pretty nice. That'll be even more rewarding sitting there when you're fully retired and ready to relax out in the woods. So good for you. Yeah, I'm not even close to being retired yet. I'm only 28, so I've got a couple of years left to go. So that's why I'm headed south. I've got to get ready for work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I got my 30 in, and I am 60, but because I work for the Big Three, they have a bonus next year for those of us that are what they call legacy people. And I'm hanging out for that. Once I'm eligible for that, I'm going to see exactly when I can pull the plug. And I'll get me a part-time job if I get bored, but wintertime might be a little slow. Summertime between working at the church a couple of days a week and golfing, I think I'll keep myself busy.
Good. No, it's good to work somewhere that long and be loyal. That's a good thing to do, and I'm sure it'll pay dividends for you and pay off good when you retire. Getting up a part-time job or doing some volunteering when you're retired is definitely a good way to stay busy, too. I work with a lot of retired people. Not when they're working because they're retired, but a lot of them that are still very young in the mind get something to keep them busy and it keeps them going.
Well, that used to be one of the problems. These guys, I'm a tiger. People in my trade back 20 years ago, that's all they did was they worked 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day. So when it came to retirement, they didn't know what to do. They would sit around in their chair. Within a year, they were usually passing on. It's not happening quite as much because people have hobbies. We weren't working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, but still working enough overtime. So some of us have hobbies, and we're not just going home and sitting in our chair until our heart quits pumping.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not a good way to go out work. You're supposed to be able to enjoy yourself after you get done working for so many years. So something to stay active is definitely necessary. So besides ham radio and a little bit of hunting, do you have any other interesting hobbies, or do you stick with ham radio and hunting?
Oh, I just got my ham ticket a year ago, and during the wintertime, I bowl a couple times a week, and during the summertime, I try and golf a couple times during the week. I also ride a Harley, and my wife, my two kids keep me busy on top of all that.
Good. I do a little bit of bowling here and there, mostly just to share a pitcher of beer with my friends. We don't do any leagues or anything like that. And then I don't do any golf. I don't mind going to a driving range, but I just don't have the patience for it. So I don't have anything against it. It's just not my speed. So, but yeah, the bowling alleys near my house are always packed, which is really good to see.
Well, I wish I could say they're always packed, but during the last, well, since COVID, down here in the big city, seen a lot of bowling leagues decrease in size, but I'm not there to make a lot of money. I'm there to have fun, and if it's six teams or 60 teams, it's still fun. It's the people you keep company with, and by golly, you know there's beer and shots flowing when I go bowling. Got to keep it interesting.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good way to keep it interesting for sure. I just don't like having the pressure of the group behind you, and you got to keep up, and I'm also just not that good at it, so I have other stuff I try to keep myself busy with in the summer, mostly outdoor-related stuff, whether it's kayaking or a little bit of hiking and camping, and I do a little bit of long-range shooting and stuff like that, too, so I always say long-range shooting is my golf, but I don't do any drinking when I'm doing that.
Well, I didn't pick up golf until I was in my 30s, and I'm not great, but I'm good enough that every once in a while I'll do something, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go golfing again next week, and I do, but So I've learned to relax and enjoy it. There again, the people you're golfing with that make it fun. As long as you can get past duffing in or losing, you know, half a dozen balls on nine holes, it's fun.
Fair point, fair point. Do you ever go hit any golf courses up in Clare?
I've been to one over in Shepherd. I've been to the one just up the street from Jay's. I forget the name of it, Firefly or something like that. Been over to Curry and Midland a few times this year. We did Gladwin Heights twice. I got a friend that lives and works out of Midland, so when I get up that way, I've got a second set of clubs at the shed. We'll get together and lose a few balls.
Yeah, I will say that's part of the fun I can appreciate in golf is checking out all the new courses and the scenery that comes with them. That can be kind of nice. Sometimes we'll tag along with my buddies or some family members, and I'll just drive the cart around, and I don't mind doing that.
Well, it's also fun when you see nature out on the golf course. There's a golf course in Detroit, Rouge Park. Last time I went there, we saw deer. The time before that, we saw a bunch of wild turkeys. And then, deer are pretty common in a lot of them, even down here in the city. But you get up there in the woods, we saw a big old turtle on the first fairway. And when I was golfing my Monday league over at Plum Brook, we had a coyote come out, and she was just kind of wandering around. So I enjoy the nature part of it, and that's when I really learned to relax, when I started noticing all the nature around me.
Wow, yeah, I would be surprised to see a coyote out on the golf course. That's for sure. Something different besides deer and geese and turkeys. We've got plenty of coyotes up here in Hale, and they wreak havoc on the deer and the partridge population, but I do love hearing them at night. I think they sound so cool when they all start singing and yipping. So that's pretty neat. I mean, you talk about nature. The last time I went golfing was in the spring, and my family member hit a couple of golf balls into the woods. Definitely wasn't me. And I went out looking for golf balls and found a big old handful of morel mushrooms. That was a nice bonus.
WABPD for ID. Yeah, well, you know, there are times I hit them in the woods, and I'll give a quick look, and I'll return with three or four balls. That's what I use up north mostly, and when I'm playing with league or stuff, I use newer balls. So it all works out. So I don't spend a ton of money, but I have a ton of fun. And like I say, you know, you don't go out and golf in the rain, but if it starts to rain when you golf, you sure try and finish up your holes, just like riding a motorcycle. So I've learned to enjoy it all.
Good, good. Well, I'm about to pull into my house here after my drive back home, so I thought I'd let you go, but it was nice to meet you and a good conversation. So hopefully I catch you on the talk group here again sometime in the future. And good luck to you this deer season. This is KE8PBB. I'll be clearing your file, 73.
Okay, KE8PBB. Good luck to you, and may you put at least one deer in your freezer this year. And like I say, I go out, I sit, I wait for the perfect shot. I don't necessarily see it, but if it presents, I'll take it. Have a safe hunting season and enjoy yourself. WABPD, I'll be clear. Stand by.
KE8PBB, KE8ZRI.
ZRI, go for KE8TVB.
Hey, Gabe, did you get any deer?
No, Joy. Passed on a couple of them. A couple of younger bucks and then a handful of does. But I've got a week-long deer hunting expedition in the Shiawassee National Refuge coming up. So I'm hoping to fill a tag there.
All right. Well, if you didn't get any this time, you get it next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always trying to go out there in between deer and ducks. I'm always looking for more next time. So that's part of the fun. That's why they call it hunting, not killing.
All right, Gabe. Good luck to you. Have some good luck out there next time. This is 73s. This is KE8ZRI. I'll be clear if you're final.
KE8ZRI, thanks for shouting back out to me. I tried reaching you a little bit in West Branch, and I think I was just a little too far away. So thanks for coming back to me again. This is KE8TVB. I'll be clear. 73 all.